This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Back in the saddle. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Is that right? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Breaking today, you heard it on Town Hall News as we were coming in, U.S. District Judge Amy Berman, an Obama appointee. How is it that the John Roberts, the Bush appointee to be the head of the Supreme Court, thinks Obamacare is constitutional, and this judge comes out and says Obama's wrong here? They have stricken down the Obama assertion of executive privilege over documents pertaining to Operation Fast and Furious. And she ruled today that the Justice Department's public disclosures about its response to the so-called gunwalking controversy undercut the executive privilege claim. Then Attorney General, because of the standoff over this stuff, he was held in contempt of Congress, failing to turn over the records. They later initiated a lawsuit to try to force disclosure of the files. Jackson has left open the possibility that some of the records could be held back from Congress because they can't contain sensitive information on law enforcement techniques or implicate foreign policy concerns, which that being put out there right now is a farce. For her to say that Judge Berman Jackson, that is a farce for her to say that, because Hillary Clinton was using Gmail or whatever she was using, and we know now that all kinds of sensitive information got out there because of her. So now we're gonna close the door, I guess. Obama asserted executive privilege over thousands of documents after Eric Holder refused to turn them over to Congress in June of 2012, and just hours before the House Oversight Committee voted to hold him in contempt. Now back when this was all happening, Kate Pavlich wrote, just 15 minutes after the House Oversight Committee vote against Attorney General Eric Holder is set to take place, the Department of Justice has asked the White House to assert executive privilege for all Operation Fast and Furious documents, according to Chairman ISA's Press Secretary Becca Watkins. Regardless, the vote will move forward if President Obama decides to invoke executive privilege. It is an indication that Obama was involved in Operation Fast and Furious, which he has boldly denied. President Obama said as early as last week that he stood with full faith and confidence next to Attorney General in his handling of the Fast and Furious scandal. Obama granted the executive privilege request. Despite claiming to know nothing about Operation Fast and Furious when it was active in 2009-2010, Holder was later held in civil and criminal contempt of Congress by Republicans and Democrats in the House for failing to cooperate with a congressional investigation and for refusing to turn over requested documentation. The next step here is for the Justice Department to turn over the disputed documentation to Congress, unless, of course, the White House appeals the decision, which I would sort of expect them to do. So we will see. We will see. I believe that Eric Holder should be in jail. Certain members of the ATF hierarchy should be in jail. Certain members of the FBI should be in jail. This is something State Department knew about. So once again, Hillary Clinton's involved. and I think they should all have to go spend some time in a Mexican jail because they never told the Mexican Attorney General that they were going to do a little gun running operation. And it was just one of these gun running operations. It was put in place simply to impose new gun regulations as far as reporting regulations for FFL dealers to the ATF. If somebody were to show up at a gun shop and buy more than three of a long gun, which even after this was shown to be what was happening, they went ahead and did it anyway. Oh, the arrogance. You just got to love the arrogance. In the chat room, is Second Call Defense going to bless us tomorrow? I believe they are. I will be trying to get him to bless us tomorrow. Wanted to ask a scenario question I'm curious about regarding unpermitted concealed carry. As long as it's unpermitted statewide, as long as it's... Are you talking about constitutional carry? I guess that would be my question. I've been waiting for this, although I didn't expect for an Obama appointee to do it. And to be honest with you, I agree with Hillary Clinton the other day when she got out there and said nobody should be too big to put in jail. Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Hillary. I do. I agree with you on that one. So I want to see who goes to jail. Somebody should go to jail. Two of our cops got killed because of this operation or by guns that were supplied by this operation. And who knows what would happen at that point? Who knows? With the Mexicans, there was over, they put the number at 300, but who really knows what that number is? It's probably in the thousands now. Now then. Okay, it would be illegally concealed. So you would be carrying a gun illegally in a place where you had to have a permit. Is that what you're saying? I think what you're going to find out, and you're more than, I will definitely be getting him on if I can. But I think what you're going to find out is that if you're breaking the law carrying the gun, they can't represent you. I think that's what you're going to, I think that's what you would find out there, Eric. Hillary's got a lot of other fish to fry, too. I mean, they just found out how much she has. She had information, which you don't hear too much about this because there is security clearances higher than top secret with special compartmentalized instructions. And I saw one time. I saw some guy that had something that was called a cosmic universal. And he was a chief warrant officer. And I can't imagine what he could see. When I was in, I had a top secret SCI, okay? And that meant I could see a whole lot of stuff. But it did not mean that I saw stuff. I mean, like, it was sort of on a need-to-know basis. And 9 times out of 10, I never needed to know. But I could have seen it. I could have. Because I wasn't going to tell nobody. And they knew that. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, how much land do you think the United States government owns in the United States? Then the next question has to come up. Why do they need to own that much land at all? This has a little further ramification besides a couple of other things, but, just something to ask, given the fact there's a lot of people out there that think what's going on in Burns, Oregon means something. And there's a reason they're doing it. And we're going to talk about the underlining reason they're doing it. And then the fact that what they're doing and how they're doing it is probably not the best way to do it. All that when we get back. Mm-hmm. 7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Interesting little tidbit coming out of the chat room from the Peanut Rider. Apparently in California at the Capello, well, I guess somewhere near the California-Nevada border, the Cabela's is turning over license plate data from their parking lot security cameras to the California DOJ to allow them to intercept California residents at the border inspection stations when they buy normal capacity magazines out of state. Do they have inspection stations coming through? Besides the way stations for do they have inspection stations for just regular cars? That's to keep people from buying magazines that might hold more than 10. Ooh. Anyway, federal government, look anywhere you want to right now today. If you see 10 acres, the feds own 3 of them. They're looking to use the budget process to expand the ownership of land now as well. Representative Louis Gohmert warned, he's saying the government's massive control over land has preserved less than 1% of endangered species and instead harmed individuals whose livelihoods depend on land ownership. The whole thing with the Bundy Ranch was about federal BLM land stuff. As Congress gears up to decide whether the government control should be further expanded, the Natural Resources Committee created an interactive map, if you want to find it. It's called the Natural Resources Committee. If you live out in the West, well, you're living primarily on federal land. If you were to go and look at this map that the Natural Resources Committee created, the federal footprint map, the U.S. government owns 640 million acres. Map includes a description for each area that details the government's reasoning for ownership and regulation, such as an endangered species inhabiting the land, or inhibiting, whichever you want to call it, Freudian slip. Gohmert said the goal of the project is to make sure the issue visual so that Americans can evaluate in a tangible way the extent of government's reach. So you actually see a map where you can lay on layer after layer what the federal government owns and controls. You really can't grasp just how bad it has gotten. The Bureau of Land Management owns 248 million acres, amounting to more than 2.5 times the size of California. Gohmert said the problem is not only that the U.S. has stripped an excessive amount of land from individual Americans, but has struggled to maintain the land it already owns. Said right now, we are tens of billions of dollars behind on taking care of the federal land we have. Now, it could be said that instead of taking that $1 billion a year and working toward making up the massive amount of work that needs to be done to bring federal properties up to an appropriate standard where they used to be when they were private or when they were under state control, they're wanting to buy more land with the money. That's the problem. That's the problem. Gohmert said Americans and the environment would benefit if the government divested itself of some of the land. There are those who think the federal government should own all the land, but every time that has ever been tried, it has failed. People take more pride in their property if they have a stake in it. Well, it's not their property, is it? They're Louis. And this is, I think this is one of the reasons for what's happening in Burns, Oregon. I just don't understand why they did it the way they did it. I still don't understand it. I still don't get it. I don't get it. Getting out there and taking over an empty building didn't prove very much. And notice that everybody's leaving them alone. And they keep putting out a press release. We're staying until this is taken care of. To remain pertinent. It's sad. It really is sad. When you've got people out there, I mean, I know a lot of people that couldn't wait to get in their vehicle and head to the Bundy Ranch. And go they did. Some of them did it covertly. They showed up and they were just sort of like hanging out in the background and everything, waiting to see what was going to happen. Some of them were very dangerous people in a gunfight. Very, very dangerous people. With enough of a background in that type of gunfighting to have been a factor. And the BLM blinked. So, and thankfully so. But why do the feds have to have so much land? And every time they want to protect a species, I would really like to see the cost-benefit analysis of the species staying staying alive. Everything, as far as I can tell, just looking at history, everything has a beginning and an end. And getting out there and looking at a species that isn't going to survive if this, this, and this happens to it, does it matter if it's man-made or not? Does that matter if it's man-made or not? It's a question that bugs me a lot. Most of these species that they're out there trying to protect don't really seem to be what I would call a viable species. If there's that few of them to where they have to have the feds come in and take over everything and can't let anything happen, well, they sound like they're about to cash out anyway. It is interesting if they're actually doing this as a segue back to the thing about the Cabela's in Nevada. If they're actually doing that, I need to find a business partner because I'm going to go out there and I'm going to go build a parking lot right beside the Cabela's, and I'm not going to have any cameras at the parking lot. And you can park there for $10 a shot. First hour. For all of you that want to shop at Cabela's, or, you know, just without being surveilled. And then they can investigate me. Well, I just saw a need for another parking lot without any cameras in it. I like the idea. It's interesting that they are going to, they're looking at people, regular law-abiding citizens. When I think they've got bigger fish to fry in California, too. When we get back, armed civilians stop a mass murder. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to your brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Play. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If it seems like I'm struggling, that's because I'm struggling. I'm getting sick, and I'm going to go as far as I can go. I'm going to go as far as I can go with this. I'm just not really feeling all this splendid, but I've got all this stuff to talk about, so I'm going to take it as far as I can take it. We will see what we get out of it. President Obama has gotten out there and he's told everybody, listen, if we take away your guns, well, you'll be safer. A lot of news reporters have said the same thing. But, you know, people actually do save their lives and other lives with guns. Here's five examples that have happened within this year, 2016. Katie and Matt Claxton were filling up their car at Springfield, Missouri gas station. Four children in the car as well. Guy comes up to the door with a knife where Katie is sitting in the car, opens up the car. Threatens her with a large knife. Now, this guy is lucky that I wasn't Matt, because Matt, the husband, walks up and he just pulls a gun on him. This guy would have been dead. He would have been dead. Kid, my kid's in the car. He's opening the car, coming in with a knife. You're dead. Go straight to where I'm sending you. Instead, the assailant just backed away. He told Katie that she was lucky that he had a gun. And he closed the car door and backed away. And then he went to other car doors and tried to open them. And they called the cops. They called the cops. That was dumb luck that he didn't get in on somebody and hurt somebody. Okay? That would have been one of those moments where I think he would have been, Matt would have been justified blowing him clean out of his boots. Item number two, a mother of four used a gun to save her children and herself from three armed home invaders. Security camera video shows three men kicking in the back door of this home outside Dayton, Ohio. The armed thieves held the woman and her four children at gunpoint. They hit the homeowner in the head and face with their guns and demanded she open her husband's safe. The homeowner grabbed her gun as the thieves emptied the safe. She shot one of the thieves and all three tried to make their escape. The wounded criminal died outside the home, still clutching his gun. Way to go, lady. Number three, two teenagers wearing masks walked into a Chicago liquor store and one of them hopped over the counter and started beating the store clerk. The other robber remained in front of the counter. Relative of the store owner heard a commotion from upstairs and saw the robbery suspects when he looked down from stairwell. The family member pulled his gun. He shot and killed the two thieves. Police suspect the two criminals had robbed at least two other stores in the area. The liquor store was robbed several years ago. Police said the armed employee in the liquor store would probably not face charges. He shouldn't face charges. Number four, a mother alone with her three children spotted an intruder in her yard. She called 911, but the police would take many minutes to arrive at the remote home outside Austin, Texas. The intruder tried the front door, but that was locked. The intruder then broke through the kitchen door. The homeowner said she was armed, but the intruder would not leave. He stopped advancing after she shot him once. People are going, Bill, why are you laughing at that? Because it's funny. He stopped advancing because she shot him once. The mother said, I kept telling him to get out of my house and that I have a gun. I'm convinced I did the right thing. He made the choice to come into my house. He was not going to get past me to get to my children. Emergency medical services transported the wounded intruder to the hospital by helicopter. The intruder is expected to survive and will face charges when he is released, not to mention that big helicopter bill. Most of these helicopter ambulance services do not accept insurance, which is not to say this guy probably had. I'm pretty sure he probably didn't. He might have had Obamacare. Who knows? Number five, two men entered a mobile T-Mobile phone store in Chicago. For a few minutes, they shot for phones, and they pulled out guns and started robbing the place. One of the store employees has his concealed carry permit and was armed. He presented his own handgun and shot the two robbers. He hit one robber in the groin and the arm, the other in the abdomen and the arm. The thieves were able to run from the store while another store employee followed them outside and gave police their description. The thieves drove to a nearby hospital where police took them into custody. The store manager said, and this is splendid, I think concealed carry is a great opportunity for managers, workers, and employees to protect themselves. Our employee did a great job to protect himself and others. This being a corporate, you know, T-Mobile is a corporate entity. Local business people said that particular store had been robbed several times in the last month, and a regional manager for T-Mobile said the company allows employees with concealed carry licenses to have weapons at work. So they're backing their employee in Chicago. It just keeps getting better and better and better and better when you look at some of these stories. Notice how many of the two of these five were women. Women will not mess around with you. You come in, you come after the kids, you're going to die. It's going to hurt. It is going to sting an awful bunch. Now, Obama wants to go after gun dealers. Okay. We have federal firearms licensees in large part because they got tired of people being able to buy guns through the mail. In 1968, Congress passed the infamous Gun Control Act, and that banned the sale of guns through the mail except to federally licensed dealers. One purpose of the act was to weaken and defund the NRA, because the NRA had a lot of mail order ads in their magazine, The American Rifleman. Mail order sale of pistols has been regulated since 1927. GCA 1968 banned mail order sales of rifles and shotguns, guns that were used in only a small percentage of crimes, and created a whole new class of arms, destructive devices. Up until 1968, you could order anti-aircraft and anti-tank cannon and ammunition through the mail. Crimes committed with them, well, there weren't any. The original act was rejected by Congress in 1966 and by the committee in the House and Senate in 1968. Then there were the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King in 1968. Now, bear in mind that back in the 60s, the NRA did not have the ILA. And this act was not popular in Congress at all. Only Lyndon Johnson, by twisting a bunch of arms after these assassinations, got it pushed into law. Congress refused to give Johnson what he wanted, most national gun registration of all guns and gun owners. If you want to eliminate guns from society, the strategy of licensing gun sellers is an old and obvious one. In 1607, the Tokugawa Shogunate issued a decree that all guns produced had to be approved by the government. Gradually, gun orders were decreased. Eventually, no new guns were produced. In California, they have a list of guns, handguns, that are approved for sale in California. That list varies and goes up and down all the time. You also have a registration there in California, so they know everything about going on with guns. And, you know, the 1934 and 1938 National Firearms Act were part of that trend in the United States as the Roosevelt regime moved to increase and consolidate power. We will continue about this war on gun dealers when we get back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. I am, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to let GCN take this in the second and third hour and run a replay. I just feel that bad. I humbly apologize for it. I mean, I don't know what it started right when the show was beginning, and I just feel like I'm going downhill. But I was talking about this war on FFLs. This is Lock and Load, by the way. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking about this, what's been going on with FFLs. For a very long time, the original fee for an FFL was a buck per year. Then from 1938 to 1968, it was a dollar. I'm going to try to. Guess 131, I'm going to try to. Then it was raised to 10 bucks in 1968. Then Bill Clinton was elected president in 1992. Now, up to that point, it had been pretty easy to get one. 1992 was the high point for FFL numbers as far as the people that had FFLs. Now, Clinton asked the ATF to study the number of people with FFLs. The conclusion was that they needed to reduce the number of FFLs in order to regulate them more. There was no indication that the small FFLs were being abused. Nobody was saying that they were selling the guns and getting, you know, to bad, unsavory people. He just wanted to have fewer FFLs. Clinton drove down the FFL numbers by the simple expedient of increasing the fee from $30 for 2 years to $200, requiring fingerprints and photographs, requiring that FFL holders meet local zoning requirements for retail outlets, and requiring proof that they had secure storage. The Clinton war on gun dealers drastically reduced the numbers of FFLs. From 1992 to 2009, the number of FFLs dropped by over 200,000. The use of zoning ordinances as a means of conflating local and federal power structures means that in many urban areas, they can't get a permit to build one. There's only one FFL in Washington, D.C., and he does not stock guns, which I don't even know how that makes him a federal firearms licensee. He only transfers them in. The last gun shop in San Francisco closed recently due to overregulations in the zone they were found to be in. President Obama claims now that he wants small-time gun sellers to have FFLs. He did not suggest reducing the regulatory burden to make obtaining an FFL feasible for small sellers. It is a very cynical strategy. Require FFLs, but have the regulatory burden so high that the acquisition of a license is uneconomic and impractical. Doesn't that sound grand? We're just going to try to drive them out of business. Jeb Bush got out there the other day. He was here in town. He was here in my neck of the woods. There was a Republican presidential debate in North Charleston. Moderator Maria Bartiromo asked Jeb Bush whether, in light of the massacre at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last June, he could support tightening standards for not only who buys guns, but those who sell them. The former Florida governor correctly noted that Dylan Roof, the man charged with murdering nine people at the church, was able to buy the gun he used from an FFL dealer because the FBI did not flag him as disqualified based on a drug arrest, which he was disqualified. But in this particular case, the FBI made a mistake, he said. Law itself requires a background check, but they didn't fulfill their part of the bargain within the time that they were supposed to. Now, so far, he's right. This was a bureaucratic error as opposed to an inadequate standard for gun buyers and sellers. But nevertheless, he seems to agree that tightening standards is a good idea. He said that Congress should begin to deal with the process of mental health issues so that people that are spiraling out of control against mental health challenges don't have access to guns. This will not mean that people are going to go to seek, you know, that kind of attaching that kind of stigma to it does not, it's not going to enhance people seeking treatment. But, you know, so he's saying I'm against gun control, so let's have some more of it. Federal law already bans gun ownership by anyone who's been subjected to court-ordered psychiatric treatment, regardless of whether he was deemed a threat to others or merely a threat to himself. So when he talks about people that are spiraling out of control because of mental health challenges, presumably he means to cast a wider net, which would then ensnare many innocent Americans who would never use a gun to hurt anyone. Now, Bush criticized Obama and Hillary Clinton, saying their first impulse is to take rights away from law-abiding citizens. But that is what happens when the law says someone is never allowed to own a gun because at one point in his life, a psychiatrist or a judge thought he might be suicidal. If he wants to loosen the criteria for prohibiting gun ownership so as to capture people who are deemed to be spiraling out of control but do not meet the legal standard for commitment, which is typically the case with most of these mass shooters, that means he, like Obama and Clinton, wants to take away rights from law-abiding citizens. So Bush and Obama see eye to eye on this. Where is he polling now, anyway? Is he like at 3% or 2%? I don't even know why he has to be concerned about it, but that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. That part cracked me up, I had to. Has anybody noticed that, you know, I talked about this last week, that we have this increasing crescendo coming from more of the gun grabbers in Hollywood. Now we've got an Academy Award winning actress, Julianne Moore. She's launched her own gun control group called Every Town Creative Council, which not surprisingly falls under the auspices of the Bloomberg organization. She's recruited celebrities like Meg Ryan, who hasn't done anything in years, and Amy Schumer, Jennifer Lawrence, and Reese Witherspoon, Kevin Bacon, and Kristen Bell, and Jessica Chastain, who I don't even know who that is, J.J. Abrams, who is the director of the latest Star Wars movie, and others to join in her un-American assault on the Second Amendment. She had the audacity to write in the Huffington Post, "We are actors and artists, but we are Americans first. We respect the Second Amendment, but keeping dangerous weapons out of the hands of convicted criminals, terrorists, domestic abusers, stalkers, and dangerous people isn't anti-gun. It's pro-common sense. We know that more than 90% of Americans support common sense reforms that are proven to save lives. What not enough people know and what the gun lobby doesn't want us to know is that a large majority of gun owners support these reforms, too." Okay, so now Julianne Moore is out there saying this. So that means, once again, we have to face this. It never said that. Nobody ever said that. Nobody's ever said that. That was a bad sample. It was an old sample. It was a small sample. And it had, you know, it's all about that they did a sampling of who had a background check before background checks were enforced for sales years when they weren't enforced yet. So this 90% number she's got coming up, and you know what, I Julianne, by all means, be anti-gun. Be anti-gun all day long. Stop making Silence of the Lambs movies, though. Stop pointing guns at people in movies. Stop making your living with a gun and telling me that I can't have a gun. Or telling me that I'm too regular to have a gun. Stop that. Stop all that nonsense, because it's quite transparent. It's quite transparent. And get some people that mean something. Meg Ryan getting out there and being against something, that, what does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? Or J.J. Abrams, or any of these people that are currently flavors of the month. I couldn't care less what they want or what they think or what they believe. You got to get that through your head. You are paid to lie to us. You're paid to make me believe that you're a FBI profiler. Yeah. And you weren't as good at it as Jodie Foster was. Hollywood people, I swear. Moreover, what does she mean when she loosely uses the terms terrorists and dangerous people? The NRA members, the Tea Party supporters, Christians? She also uses nicer sounding words like pro-common sense instead of anti-gun. But that's what she means. And that's, we know that's what you mean, Julianne. We know that's what, and this is, you know what? No, I'm not going to say that. That's too broad of a brush. I'm not going to say that. That's not even nice. I mean, I don't think there's any way to prove that you can't trust. No, I'm not going to say it. I will join you again tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today. They're going to be doing a rerun for the rest of the show. Everybody stay safe.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.